100.1 The Moose, the biggest variety in the North. I'm Greg Kay. We're continuing our staycation interviews. Joining me on the line is Leah, the owner of the Willows Inn. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
So let's start off with talking about the inn itself. You guys have a lot that people can look forward to for the rooms. Why don't we just go through a little bit of the highlights for each room, both the queen rooms and the double bedrooms.
Okay, so each room is equipped with Wi-Fi, a small bar fridge, a microwave, and coffee makers, where we provide complimentary teas, different selection of teas and coffees. And then the bed, each room, like the queen size, has one queen size bed with guest approved, extremely comfortable mattresses, I might add. There's air conditioning in each room. There's in-floor heating. So if the weather is really not nice, then the heating is kind of, in-floor heating is kind of nice to get out of bed and warm up your tootsies. Each room has its own private bathroom as well. There's a desk with, you can, right now it's dine-in, of course, in your own room. So there's that seating for two to eat comfortably at a desk, or it's a nice size work desk as well. Quite large rooms. The double has two double beds, and again, all of the other same amenities as in a single queen room.
Now, you guys have private exterior entrances, so anyone who might be worried about running into other people who are traveling, you can actually avoid that.
Absolutely. Every room has its own private exterior entrance. Like you said, there's a large deck that goes around two sides of the building. We also have, when we used to be able to serve a self-serve continental breakfast, there's a kitchen that's fully equipped. We encourage people to use it, but what we also do is ask them, we provide Santa wipes and hand sanitizers and ask them if they make sure they clean up after themselves after they've been in the kitchen. And then, unless they've been traveling together, one person in the kitchen at a time. There's also a barbecue and a patio that they have access to as well.
Now, for anyone who's never been to Fort Simpson, what is some of the really cool attractions that people would love to check out while in town?
Well, it's the gateway to the Nahanni National Park, so you can fly in there with either Simpson Air or South Nahanni Airways. Right now it would be day trips. We have a wonderful golf course, nine holes, grass fairways, artificial greens, and it's a tough course. And that you can golf there for a pittance, really. I think it's $25 a day for a day pass, not a round. It's a day pass, and they have serve awesome burgers there. There's a couple of walking trails. There's one that will take you right around the town of Fort Simpson itself. Downtown is on an island, actually. So there's a walking trail that will take you all around the island. There's a couple of attractions like McPherson House that's in its original state from, good Lord, I have no idea when it was built. But it's set up as a little, as a bit of a museum with some of the original furniture inside. And there's a family of, I believe, about eight that were raised in that house. And it's overlooking the confluence of the Mackenzie and the Liard. So it's a beautiful setting. And it's a really nice historical tour. And that's part of a walking tour that they provide from the Visitor Information Center. So you get to Fort Simpson was basically a trading post for the Hudson Bay at one point. So there's a couple, there's some monuments, or what would you call it?
Historical sites?
The original compound, I guess, from when it was a trading post. So there's a lot of historical facts there. And so when you do a walking tour by through the village, the visitor information center, that's part of your tour. So you get a historical tour of McPherson House, the compound, Hudson Bay compound, Albert Failey cabin, and then all the historical points in town, several others of them. That's really interesting. If you luck out and you get a really knowledgeable tour guide, somebody who's lived here quite a bit or for a long time or has talked a lot to the elders, there's a lot of information there.
Awesome. So lots to check out. And the good news is, because you guys got your free Wi-Fi and a desk and everything set up, if you're still working from home, hey, it's a great place you can just go if you want to get out of the house but still be working.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It could be your office away from home.
Exactly. Now, other than the continental breakfast that's been influenced, what other changes have you guys done to fit along with the guidelines or just to help people keep safe during all this?
Our housekeeping protocol hasn't changed, really, to be honest with you, because we were always pretty sticklers about making sure everything is wiped down with Santa wipes, always, as when somebody checks out, all common areas that get touched are always wiped by Santa wipes. The only thing is now you find them all over the place. The other thing is probably, the other thing that changed would be making sure that people kind of don't socialize, unfortunately. So they stick to themselves and they become their own, in their own little area. Bedding, everything has changed. Every time somebody checks out, everything is stripped and everything done, and then a thorough cleaning in the room. And if we can, we try to leave the room empty for 24 hours before we rent it again. That's not always possible, so we always make sure that it's definitely thoroughly cleaned between guests.
You guys have 6 rooms available. For anyone who is interested in going down to Fort Simpson, either as a out of home work trip or just a nice trip, what are the prices for your rooms?
So they start at $170, single occupancy in a queen size room, and we would normally, when we were serving the continental breakfast, we would charge the extra $25. Include the breakfast and then the extra service in the room. But because we're not doing the daily service anymore, it's less intense for us, so we're leaving it just at $170 for the single. And in the double, it's $210.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining me, and enjoy that sun.
Thank you. Have a good one.
If you're interested in doing a staycation in the NWT, head on to myyellknifenow.com. Check out our staycation interviews to see all the different places and stuff you can do in the NWT as a little vacation here in your backyard.